Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We're celebrating wrapping up our celebration, of our 15th anniversary. And one of the things we've been doing this week is inviting the original founding members of our Brain Trust, people who've been with me for the longest, all the way back to, in some cases, 97, most cases, 98. And one of those examples is our good friend Gary Moore. Gary was with us, and in fact, we could actually celebrate his 14th anniversary during this visit, because it was just a little more than 14 years ago he joined us for the first time. Gary is one of our financial experts in the Brain Trust, and he's the author of Look Up America, which is an outstanding, inspiring new book, and he's our good friend Gary Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Happy anniversary, Jim, but are you calling me old?
Well, you're an old friend. You know, I have to be careful. I can say that with the guys. I can call the guys an old friend, but I have to reword that a little bit for the ladies. They don't like the sound of that.
They have to be politically correct.
They just don't like the sound of that.
Not at all.
It's not that they don't appreciate the tenure. It's just that they don't like the sound of it.
It's not real reason. Easy for us guys, Jim.
No, that's exactly right.
The older I get.
So, okay, Look Up America. Now that we're in the second term of President Obama, what is there for America to look up to?
Well, I'm actually hoping for a spiritual reawakening. That was the underlying theme of the book, Jeff.
Right, right.
There's a passage in the front that says we shouldn't look left, we shouldn't look right. We have to look up at a spiritual and moral reawakening in the country. And you know the.
But is that what is that is? Did you see that in the election results?
No, but it's why I wrote the book, Jim. I, in essence, said, being a lifelong Republican, you know, I'm now an independent. So what I'm going to say hopefully transcends politics.
Mm-hmm.
But I have become convinced over the years that America is not going to solve its problems politically, Jim. And I said, instead of looking left,
right.
Looking right, we have to look up and hope for a moral and spiritual reawakening.
What are the drivers, the factors, the forces, the influencers, the whatever you may whatever lever is out there, what is it that's out there that is leading us toward that? I see the opposite. America as a reality show, America almost.
Well, it is, Jim, and that's what, in essence, my hope is that things are darkest before the dawn, and that people, I'll give you an example. I work, as you know, a lot in the conservative Christian community. When Bill Clinton was in office, everybody said, of course, we're a post-Christian nation, and then W got elected, and everybody said, oh, we're a Christian nation. And I said, no. I said, as you know, I talk all the time about Ayn Rand, who was a libertarian, who had ideas, Jim, listen to me carefully. She's famous for her economic libertarianism on the right.
Right.
People like Alan Greenspan, Paul Ryan, and
right.
so on. But, Jim, she had very libertarian social ideas. She said abortion is a moral right.
You're right
she
about that.
Street drugs. She would have favored same-sex marriage. In other words, get the state completely out of everything, and in addition to that, she argued get Judeo-Christian morality.
But she also would have argued for self-determination, self-reliance, and responsibility, and that's not what I saw in this election results.
Well, okay, being Judeo-Christian, the big commandment, as the preachers call it, Jim, is love your neighbor as yourself. It's a balance of personal and social responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
you can make the argument that on the left, they rejected personal responsibility. That's an economic dimension.
Right.
But you can make an argument on the right that they were rejecting social responsibility. Jim, an awful
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, and therein lies the conflict.
Well, I mean, Judeo-Christian morality is pretty much dead in this country. We're a nation. I just saw a new book, by the way, by a preacher called Quit Going to Church. And I thought that was wonderful because what I tell the guys in our church all the time is we got to stop playing church and get on with believing and having faith and all of that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. You know, you can go to church. There's an old saying that if you think going to church makes you a Christian, sit in a garage and see if you become a car.
Right.
You know, that doesn't do you any good. So you can argue that even the people in our churches today have lost sense of what it really, truly means to be Judeo-Christian. Not all of them, of course. But I'm saying when you talk about politics as we are now, you're talking about the majority of people. That's all it takes. And so I think a more majority of the people are now both libertarian on both the left and the right, and we're seeing the consequences of it.
See, I've never heard libertarianism bifurcated like you just did.
Oh,
that's an interesting approach.
From the 60s, are you an old hippie from the 60s?
Well, I knew those guys.
Well, you know, all the smoke.
See, I was in ROTC. I was the guy guarding the building instead of assaulting the building.
Well, here's the funny part. I was a distinguished military graduate at my university.
I was.
They used to call me a baby killer when I walked across campus.
Yeah.
And I would go back and everybody would be smoking dope and talking about free love and so on. And those were social libertarians, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an awful lot of them from the 60s out there now running our country.
But how do we reconcile all this? And how do we, what is going to cause? See, when I watch television, when I see what the fare that's on television that's
yeah.
available in prime time when families
yeah.
typically watch television together, when
yeah.
I look at that sort of thing, when I see the behavior in Washington, the coarseness that we've gotten to in politics these days, I don't see an America heading toward reconciling with morality, with faith. What do you think?
Well,
am I wrong?
My hope now, Jim, is December 21st. Have you read it's going to be the end of the world?
I thought it was the 12th.
Well, whatever it is, but I think it's the 21st. But if you go on online,
12/12/12, I think is what they're saying, isn't it?
A lot of people, whatever the date is,
yeah.
think that the Mayans predicted the
right.
end of the world.
Either way, we don't have long, right?
Well, what they predicted, Jim, was the end of the age.
Yeah.
And my hope right now is that somebody is going to say, we're tired of all of this stuff. We're going
yeah.
to have a spiritual reawakening, which has been predicted by the way, the two senior editors of The Economist magazine.
Yeah.
And maybe whether it's
well,
religious or
it
just
may,
spiritual.
What you're saying
happen.
May happen. I don't see it. I don't see that indication in the last election results. Hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break, folks. Gary's book is called Look Up America. You got to check it out. I'm Jim Blasingame. See?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.